Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next episode of Empowered in My Skin. I feel great. You feel great. I feel great because I'm here with a great, amazing human. Her name is G-A-B-Y, Gabby, M-A-M-O-N-E, Mamone.
Well, I feel great too.
And if you're not watching us on YouTube, you just missed that entire, like, very expressive intro. I think I should be like an intro human. Like I should just, I should sell myself to deliver intros to people.
I think you would be redefining the way that we introduce people.
I think so, right? Like, I think everyone, you know, one of the things I actually hate is when people say, this person needs no introduction. Yes, everyone needs an introduction. Oh. Everyone needs a fire introduction. But here's the thing. What's really hard is when you deliver a fire introduction and the person then comes up and they're like... I remember the first time this ever happened to me. Yeah. It was live. It was a conference. And I was interviewing a very senior person at RBC.
Yeah.
I mean, I set this guy up. I set him up, Gabby. I set this guy up, man. All he had to do was come up and say, yo, I feel like a rock star and let me go.
And it wasn't that. It was not
that. I was like, whoa. I was like,
but you did the right thing. You
did I did, but it was like, up in the...
That's funny.
So now I try to match the person a bit, you know, so
yeah. I know this is not what the topic is today, so stay tuned, friends. We're going to get into it, but I also have a quick story, and that is I also was an MC, and I saw the person beforehand in the green room, and I had said to her, she's a newscaster, and I said to her, she's a little more professional and calm demeanor on TV, so I asked her, I said, how do you want me to introduce you, with energy and vigor, or like something a little more professional, subdued? She's like, no, I want you to bring it. I want you to play DJ Khaled when I come in. I want to raise the roof. I really want to get to that stage with like high energy. I'm like, great. That's exactly how I introduced her. Mm-hmm. She walks up. Hands down. There wasn't even hip movement. She just walked to the stage like nonchalantly. And then it's like, good evening, everyone. I'm like, why did I do that? Like I gave her the bait and she didn't take it. So I get it.
But yeah. So I'm learning, like, it's a little bit easier on my podcast to like be hyped because then the person's like, oh my God, I wish I could take you everywhere. That's typically what the next answer, like, how do I have you be my intro person everywhere? So then we kind of go into and they're like, thank you and blah, blah, blah. But I'm recognizing as an MC, especially if I'm introducing the speaker, I try to talk with them just beforehand. If I have time backstage to say, okay, they're moderate. Okay. They're high level. Okay. They're like really, you know, and then I try to like, I do still do a, like everyone deserves a really rock star intro. I believe that. I believe that every human being on this planet deserves a rock star. And so, but I just have to anyway.
Well, thank you for that introduction
maybe
for today.
That's the episode. Yeah, that was
you redefined introductions. Today we're going to redefine leadership. So
that's right.
Away,
so we
friend.
Are talking about one of our favorite topics. So human-centered leadership, and I'm going to start by sharing a profound story that I heard in 2016 that profoundly changed the way I showed up to work, and it was by Simon Sinek.
Yeah.
And he shared a story about a pilot in the military. When asked why he would sacrifice his life to save others, the pilot said, because they would do it for me. And then Simon went on to say that in the military, they give medals to people who are willing to sacrifice others so that we may gain, so others may gain. But in corporate, we give bonuses to people who are willing to sacrifice others so that we may gain, and that we have it backwards, right? And then he says, wouldn't you like to work in an organization where you have the complete confidence that the people that you work with would sacrifice themselves so that you can survive, right? And that really hit me hard. And I remember making that decision, and often tell this as part of my story, that I fired myself that day as an employee in my, like, the mindset, the employee mindset. And I deployed myself to my organization. And, you know, I'll ask you in a minute, like, what that resonates for you. But in my head, like, the employee mindset is one that creates chaos. And a lot of times it's what's in it for me. And I certainly can see it for myself, like, when I was kind of in that employee mindset. But ever since I've been exercising this deployed mindset. And what does it really mean? It means that I'm deploying my skills, my talents, my abilities, my greatness, my brilliance, my light, my everything to every situation, every conversation, right? And so it's that intentional disruption of like sacred. I say it's a sacred interruption. That's what I call it. It's a sacred interruption where you have the knowing that everywhere where you make a human connection, and I often say it, like, every meeting, voicemail, conversation, email, text message, voice note, where I make a human connection, I have to recognize that I'm disrupting. I'm creating a disruption of sort. And so that kind of deployed disruption is then my responsibility to say, well, how do I want the person who I'm disrupting to receive what I'm giving, what I'm, you know, and because it is transactional in some places, right? And so I want them to feel good. Like, I want us to be able to move things forward. I wanted them to feel like, you know, they're seen and they're heard and they're significant. And so I think when you can start to approach things like that, and if more of us could do that, I think we take better care of our human connections, right? Like, no matter how they're kind of delivered, right? In person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the main difference here also is it's to honor people rather than managing people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when I heard you giving your example, I heard you, the employee may take on tasks and focus on the task rather than the impact. Mm-hmm. Whereas the employee mindset would be more of, correct me if I'm wrong, focusing on the purpose and the service over the position.
That's right. That's right. I would say, like, an employee mindset, you see titles, you see roles.
Yeah.
You know, the deployed mindset, you see people, you see humans, you see a way to help. You see a way to work through, you see a way to collaborate, you see a way to make things move forward. You know, you see a way to benefit as many people as possible. Like, it's the higher good for as many people possible type of mindset. Do I always have it right? No. But I would say that if that is your intention, which it was, you know, to help and everything, like, and to hold myself accountable to everything that passes by me being better than it did, then it starts to, I think, show up in everything that you do.
Yes. Well, for those that are listening, I've known Nkechi for several years, and I can vouch with confidence that she sees leadership as something to live, not just something to hold. Mm-hmm. And I think that's key, because, you know, I commend you, because I do see that you use your strengths to create impact. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost see you walking into your office in the morning saying, how can I use my strengths today to create the most impact? Like, I can see you doing that because you are focused on purpose and service over position. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never heard you even tell me, oh, this is my title. And it's not about that. You really, really embody this motivation that's internal.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you trust people, not titles. Right. And I kind of, like, human-centered leadership to me is not, doesn't begin with systems. It doesn't begin with an org chart. It begins with each and every single one of us. And I truly do believe that, to be a human-centered leader, you have to really do the work to know who you are, and that work never stops.
Right.
Right. 'Cause that's why I say I'm not perfect. And the reason I know I'm not perfect is I've had imperfect situations. And
right.
And the question is, how often do those same situations repeat themselves? Because then that's the my learning, right? And so,
yes.
And I do believe that that's why for so many years, it's about, I had to be convinced about who I was.
Yes.
And it's interesting because, and sorry, I digress for a minute, but and I truly do believe that when you become convinced about who you are, because I admit I had a relationship with titles.
Okay, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For a really, really long time, I had a relationship with titles, and I had to realize that that the more convinced, so I recognized that the more convinced I became about who I am,
yeah,
that I woke an inner leader. It didn't have a title at the time, but I woke up an inner leader, and that made me realize that when you wake up that inner leader, there is no title nor circumstance that could take that away. It's innate in you, you know?
I love that so much.
And being fully transparent, and I know we got to close this soon, my battery's dying, and the worst thing would be happen is if it died while this is on.
Well, if you want, I can continue while you're charging up.
Yeah, okay. We just do these kind of things. You keep going.
That's
okay.
Fine. We're cool. Because I want to talk a little bit about the head, heart, and hands alignment. Okay? So if Nkechi was here, I would actually ask her, what are her views? Like, what can leaders do to ensure that they stay aligned under pressure? And how does that relate to head, heart, and hands? So let's talk about that. So I would have to say that when you look at your head, it's clear thinking, knowing how to make decisions, be grounded in your values and your strategies. Okay. And then how it relates to heart, I would say, is your empathy. It's connecting to the human impact on every single decision. And then your hands, it's translating compassion into concrete outcomes. And so when we take those three, the head, the heart, and the hands, that's how leaders can ensure that they stay aligned under pressure.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you. That was great. You have to do a solo episode one day. I think you need to do a solo episode. I think that was just a proof point that you need to do a solo episode. And it's so funny that I heard that head, heart, hands. And yesterday I recently listened to the ex-CEO of McDonald's Canada, Michelle Boudreaux, I think. I'm trying to get her as a guest on the podcast. It's going to be phenomenal. And she shared sort of her leadership flaw. Like she said something that's kind of helped her lead.
Yes.
Is help. So she uses this thing called help. And where H stands for honesty. So, you know, and that honesty has to come, like, it's like, it's the good, it's the bad, it's the ugly. It's just like, she has to be honest. This is what, one of the things that she said is such a big virtue for her. Empathy. So the E is empathy. L is lifting others. Lifting others. And the P was partners, which was all around, like, your board of directors. And I truly do believe, like, human-centered leadership does require you to have a good allyship, like a good community of people that will keep you honest, that will keep you in check. Because it is amazing. I would agree.
Right. And I think that concept actually ties into psychological safety. That's that really, really matters, especially in today's modern workforce. So I think you're bringing up. That's really beautiful.
And I think the more you elevate in position and role responsibility, the harder it is to find that. And so really trying to figure out how do you cultivate that so that you can continue to lead from the most human of places, even in tough times, is just so key. Anyway, we could talk about this all day.
We really could.
But we know that this episode is about keeping things short and sweet. And and so we might have to have a part two or bring somebody on to talk about human-centered leadership alongside of us. But I think in this day and age, with technology evolving as fast as it is, if we're not careful, we will automate efficiency and forget about empathy. And so we need more human-centered leaders that are willing to lead human first, right? And
I just love it.
Yeah.
I would love also, I'm going to speak on your behalf, and Nkechi and I would love it if you that are listening can reflect on where you can lead with more heart. You'll see that that'll make a really big difference.
I love that. I love that. And sadly, this is where we have to say, I'm Ink.
And I'm Gabby with one B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.